up to, we get up there, he's got a big fireplace at the house he's at now. Just got through putting in one of them, he got him a fancy one now, he got one of them Montgomery Ward cast iron ones. But we're out there hunting before we come back on the weekend. We go up on the weekend and come back. We'll cut down 4 or 5 oak trees, bring them back in our pickup trucks, and he got a wood pile in the back of his house there that you wouldn't believe. Right? We're still hauling wood, you know.
Yeah.
And he don't even heat his house in the sense of heat. He uses the duct work of the blower for air conditioning to circulate the heat from the fireplace. He doesn't spend hardly any money on gas or anything like that. But he's still using the firewood.
Yeah. Yeah, before you went to bed at night, you put a what on there?
What, on the fireplace?
Cover up a big old,
Well, it had a screen in front of it, so you wouldn't have to worry about the ashes.
Yeah.
So if it looked like it was going to rain or something, he had it's a louver, damper, you control it for your draft also, to get your fire going.
It was up in the what?
It was in the chimney part.
Chimney? Okay, but, what was it made out of, the fireplace?
Well, the one at the house where I was born was brick. It was an old brick type. It wasn't a very big one, like you see in these new big fancy houses now. I don't even think they really work.
Yeah.
But it was a small one. I guess the fireplace hole wasn't but about 3 foot by 2 foot, something like that. And I don't believe my daddy built it. He could have. But that's all it was. And there was 2 brackets on the side with a metal rack on it that looked like a triangle. And Mom every once in a while hang a pot on it. She did most of her cooking in the kitchen, but the fireplace wasn't very far from it. It was just a small partition like separated.
Yeah.
And if she wanted to keep something warm, like a pot of stew or something like that, she put that old pot on there and swing it close to the fire. Leave it there all day.
Yeah.
Always stayed warm.
Now the fireplace up over the top had a what? Is that a place where you could set a clock or something like that? Up over the
top? It was a ledge about...
metal piece?
Maybe 8 inches wide, yeah. It wasn't nothing fancy, but you mentioned a clock. That's about the only thing I remember she had up there. It was an old clock that looked like made out of a piece of... 2x6, the front of it looked about like a 2x6 that was notched to curve from the base up to a hill and then back down. You know what I'm talking about. You see them old clocks come up.
Yeah.
Like an arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had that up there. And, you mentioned that house. Me and the secretary were talking a while ago about she was listening to a soap opera on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling her, I remember back when we used to sit and listen to the Lone Ranger on the radio back, when I was living when I was a little kid. We used to sit and listen to the Lone Ranger and the squeaking door and something like that. That's all we had.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too long after that, though. I think Daddy got a TV to come in. But I remember when we used to sit and that's all we do, listen to the radio. Now, most of the time we do our work and play until after dark or dark, come in and get ready for bed, But if there was any type of recreation like they have now, it was listening to the radio.
Uh-huh.
We never did play any musical instruments or anything like that.
The front of the fireplace was